Got a quiz question for you. It is a medical question. Ready? You ready, Shannon? Medical question coming up. Where is your appendix? Don't shout it out. Where's your appendix? I'm going to give you options. Where is your appendix? Is your appendix somewhere in your head? Is it somewhere on your shoulder? Is it somewhere down here? Or is it somewhere on your knee? So who thinks it's maybe up here? Who thinks it's this down here? Come on, somebody say yes. Who thinks it's here? Okay. All right, so you're all quite medical people. Very good. Everybody's got an appendix. Correction. Everybody's born with an appendix. Jesus was born with an appendix. What's the appendix for? Well, it's thought that the appendix is to help you, stop you get particular infections. But nobody's absolutely sure of all that the appendix does. We don't know yet, but it's there because God's put it there and it will have a really good reason. We just haven't figured it out yet. Sometimes appendix go wrong. They go wonky and they get poisoned. It's, in a sense, it becomes poisonous to the body, so they have to be taken out. Anybody had their appendix removed in this room? You have, Chris? Anybody else? Oh, it's only Chris. So, Chris, come forward and show us your scar. Oh, and there's a few. Oh, you can all come. Let's share scars. No? No? Okay, fair enough. Now, that would be something. That would be memorable, wouldn't it? Share your scars at Christmas. On the 13th of February, 1927, a surgeon is somebody who takes things out of your body and puts you back together properly, did an appendix operation in New York State. There was nothing particularly surprising about this operation in the sense that this particular doctor, Evan O'Neill Kane. Dr. Evan had done over 4,000 of these operations before. But there was two special things about this particular occasion. The first one was this. He'd come up with a big idea. His big idea was that you don't actually have to have a general anesthetic to have your appendix out. What's a general anesthetic? Well, an operation like that, they put you into a deep sleep, so you don't feel anything. Not until you wake up again a few hours later. General anesthetic. But he came up with the idea, let's not do a general anesthetic for appendix, let's do it as a local anesthetic. And that means just to take away the pain in the area where the operation is going to happen. Because if you do that, it's going to be a much safer operation. Other doctors thought about this and studied it and thought, yeah, you're onto a good thing here, Dr. Evan. So Dr. Evan asked for people to do this. Rather than have a general anesthetic, have a local anesthetic. But guess what? Nobody wanted to do it. They said, well, we don't want to do this because it's too scary, because I don't want to see myself being operated on. And also, it could be really painful because supposing the local anesthetic doesn't work properly or stops working, I'm going to be in a lot of pain, so nobody would do it. Second big deal about this operation that Dr. Evan did. Dr. Evan did the operation on himself. He did it on himself. He went first in order to prove that this could work. In order to prove to people that if they went this way, this would be better than the general anesthetic. And he did it. Brave chap. But he went ahead. Can I have the first slide, please? That was Chris a few years ago. Next slide, please. Jesus, when he was on earth, described himself as a doctor. Here's a verse where it says that. Let's read it together. Jesus spoke up. Who needs a doctor? The healthy or the sick? I'm here inviting outsiders, not insiders, an invitation to change life, changed inside and out. Jesus went first. He came into our world as a baby. He came to us to share what he was like. He came to bring healing hope. Jesus came first. He lived our lives, experienced the good, the bad, the difficult, the temptations, all of it. Yet he did it without sin. He brought healing. Healing in understanding of what God's really like. Not the fable, the facts. He showed us how to live life to the full, in the best way, in the way the Creator designed us to be wonderful and wonder-filled, to be purposeful, to have dignity, focused on a life journey with Jesus. Jesus went first. He sacrificed his life on a cross. We've got this wonderful Christmas decoration here, and behind it's the cross, because it reminds us that Jesus died for each one of us, the perfect sacrifice that only he could do, to pay the price for our broken world, a once for all people, for all time sacrifice. And that was to heal relationships, most importantly, the relationship between us and God. Only Jesus, as the great doctor, has the power to forgive our sins. He is the one who can take the poison of our mistakes out of our lives and get rid of them completely, so that we can be in a right relationship with Jesus, so that we can live with him in the day-to-day realities of life and call him even our friend. That's amazing. And Jesus also went before us. He went first, in the sense that after he died, 3 days later, he rose again and is alive today. And he says that he's preparing a place for each one of us, so that one day when we step out of this life into the next life, we will see him and be with him. All of those who say yes to the healing of Jesus. He did all of these things, these wonderful things, to prove to you that he really, really, really loves you. We celebrate Christmas because as we unwrap the gift of Jesus, we discover healing hope, sure, confident hope, not just for now, but into the future. Healing of relationships, healing forgiveness, healing of the future, but most of all, healing love. God's wonderful love expressed through Jesus. And this Christmas, maybe this is the year for you to accept Jesus' healing power and begin life afresh with Jesus at the center to make Christmas even better than it's ever been before. Now, if you would like to find out more about living the Jesus way, then there's a magazine, and there's some smaller leaflets. There's a short 20-minute read there. There's some deeper books, Why Christmas? And then there's the Gospel of Luke there, telling you all about the life of Jesus. Now, you're welcome to take one or all of those, if you wish, and find out some more about the wonderful healing power of Jesus.